And Ken does say the world's purpose is that it be a smokescreen, which we just were commenting on there in the red box to the left. The world's purpose is that it be a smokescreen, which we can see through when we ask the question, what is it for? All of our problems in the world, and the body, and the world itself. What is it for? Why? I mean, we can say, why would I be dreaming this and believing that it's real? Ken goes on, attempts to answer this question are meaningless if we do not already know that the problem is in the mind. So, yeah, I mean, if we're not aware of the metaphysics and what's really behind the world, whatever it is that we're doing here in the world, and we say, what is it for? We still think that it has something to do with solving problems that are very real at this level. If we're not aware that we're a mind that's dreaming this dream, and we think that we're the figure in the dream, and we think it's the figure in the dream that's asking, what is this for? At best, we might have some unconscious awareness. We think that something terrible is happening to us because we deserve to suffer, that somehow we're not good, we're not worthy, we deserve to be punished, and we don't quite know where all of that is coming from. But we may live our lives thinking that if we're not aware that we are a mind that has chosen this thought system. So Ken is saying that the only way that question is meaningful, what is it for, is that if we ask it as a mind, saying, why would I be choosing this as my experience? What is it for? Why am I choosing to go off on a tangent?